We know.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Brothers and sisters, Church is celebrating today the memorial of Saint Irenaeus, the bishop and martyr. He was born year 130 in the Middle East. Life led him to France, where in the town of Lyon he became bishop. He was a very educated man. He wrote many books, and the most important one is Against False Beliefs. He did not fight against false beliefs only with his writings, but with his life even more. He wanted to show what is the truth of faith, and how to believe in the correct way and correctly to serve God. Also, he is considered father of dogmatics, because he left many written books in that field. Especially he wrote about Eucharist. He is the first one who called Blessed Virgin Mary the new Eve, through whom God is acting, and who brings into this world the grace from God, and through whom God enters into this world, and the world, sin is not going to dominate anymore, but the grace of God given through Jesus Christ. After he was tortured and gave his life for Christ, the Christians were coming to his tomb to pray, and there were testimonies that claim that there were miraculous healings. It was enough to just take a little bit of soil from his tomb, and that would have a miraculous effect. People were healed. This saint inspires us to remain faithful to Jesus Christ, to believe correctly and to correctly live our faith. What is an obstacle for us in that, on the first place, are our sins that keep a man away from God, clouding God for us, and thus it happens that man falls into false beliefs and astray. At the beginning of this Holy Eucharist, let us confess for all our sins, praying, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my thought, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.